Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee, I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and casteth my words behind thee, when thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. God is no joke. He is the mighty God. He is Jehovah. And he hath spoken. When he speaks, it stands fast. When he commands, it is done. And he has called the earth, the entire earth, all nations of the earth, from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. And he's called the earth to look at Zion. Because it's out of Zion that the perfection of his beauty, and it's out of Zion that he hath shined. Jesus Christ said, I am from above, ye are from beneath. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. And ye shall die in your sins, unless you believe that I am he. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The same way that he went up to heaven, the same way he's coming back down from heaven. The Lord Jesus shall come, and he will not keep silence. When he returns, he's not coming to save the world. No, that's what he came to do the first time. When he returns, he's coming to judge and to make war. He's coming to save his people and destroy the wicked. Out of his mouth will go a sharp, two-edged sword. And on his vesture he hath a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When he comes back, he's coming back in flaming fire to devour his adversaries with his mighty angels. And he will take vengeance on those who do not know him, on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he's also coming to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe. All of his saints who have made a covenant with him by the sacrifice of himself. Those who have believed in his gospel, his work, his body, his blood, his spirit, will all be gathered unto him when he descends from heaven with a shout. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for he is judge himself. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. So hearken, people, listen to the voice of the Lord. Is he looking for the sacrifice of bulls and goats? Will that satisfy him? Will that quench his thirst and fill his hunger? Do you think the sacrifices of doing the right things over and over and over, just because you're supposed to, is what God really wants? No, you know what he wants? The sacrifice he wants is thanksgiving. The offerings he wants is for us to do his will out of willing, joyful hearts. What he wants from us is that when the day of trouble comes upon us, when temptation and trial and tribulation come, for us to call upon him and watch him deliver us. If you're just a pretender, if you're just playing the game, but secretly you hate God's people, you speak evil of God's people, you've joined yourself to the people of the world, and you don't really know him, oh, he will come and he will set these things in order. So, consider this, in case you're one of the ones that have forgotten God, because he's coming the second time, not as the lamb, to lay down his life for the sheep. He already did that. He's coming the second time as the lion of the tribe of Judah, to tear his enemies in pieces so that nobody can deliver them. So remember this, whoso offereth praise glorifies him, and he that ordereth his conversation aright, that's the man, that's the woman, that God will show his salvation to. The mighty God, even the Lord hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Psalm 50.